Life is full of what-ifs, some awesome, like what if AI could fold your laundry? And some, well, less awesome, like what if you have unexpected medical costs? UnitedHealthcare can help get you covered with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. They supplement your primary plan to help you manage out-of-pocket costs. No deductibles, no enrollment periods, and especially no more what-ifs. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love.
It's reality, yes, let's love.
Special all through the night.
Whatever you want.
Oh, yeah. If you want it, if was, it is.
Baby, it's yours, not whatever you...
Baby, it's yours. Oh,
if you want it too. I'm changing the key because yours is wrong.
Open the door on the floor.
We're not filming, are we?
This is an intimate portrait.
Ooh, no one wants to see your body move like that. Ooh,
look at my...
Don't you dare. I saw you starting to do it, and I will not allow you to show your shoulders.
Show
your
alabaster shoulders.
They're kind of like see-through.
Oh, boy.
You know what's weird? Your skin is actually fairer than mine. And I think I'm always very fair.
Don't you
You're
have
like
more
of a lily white fish belly.
But don't you have
belly.
More Native American than you? I have none.
Yeah, but I have, it doesn't show up.
Not me. I guess we are just, I don't know. Y'all, welcome to Toe.
This is Toe part two.
Part two. Y'all, we're talking about Ari, Benny, Kenny, Armando, and someone else.
Evelyn and Corey.
Sure.
You should have done this before I was putting my lip balm on.
Well, you should have put your lip balm on when I said, are you ready?
That's fair.
You said you're ready.
I want to shoot you.
You can't. All right, everybody.
Let's start out. Oh, big news. Not really. We've been talking about it for months.
Not really. Not really. News.
Someone just went, what?
Someone said, yeah, one person
Carl,
went.
This is going to have a big news.
Oh, Carl.
Never
just
mind.
Kidding, Carl.
Carl stuck his head out of that man cave for the first time in 25 years.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Shooter raised his head for the first time in 5 years.
Back down. We're having our live show in Los Angeles this week. Our first live show.
We are. We're very
excited.
Next Sunday. Wasn't there something else before we started? What did you
I'm
say?
Gonna, but it's not related. So let me just finish this.
I couldn't remember what it was. I already forgot.
I know.
Wow, it's bad. Brain transplant.
No, and I wish I could supervise and tell them what to put in it.
That would be bad. That would be bad.
I'd take out all the Oklahoma garbage. Uh-huh. You wouldn't have a single memory of Oklahoma.
Where is it? Don't know. What? Who's Oinky? Not familiar.
Where's Atoka? I don't know where that is.
Oh, no.
Punxsutawney or whatever the
Pushmataha.
Pushmataha.
I just had somebody who texted me today and said, where are you from in Oklahoma? Because I just met somebody from Poto.
That's a name?
Yeah, Poto. P-O-T-A. P-O-T-A. P-O-T-E-A-U. Poto.
Poto.
Mm-hmm.
Poto.
Poto. It's like my dad. My brother picked my dad up at...
Take me away from all this.
He picked him up at MD Anderson because my brother... Y'all, I'll say it wasn't planned, but it's a good... Health, we kind of know what's going on. Health, home health update. Y'all, good news is that my dad's doing a little bit better. Bad news is his stem cell transplant didn't work. The cancer is back. So that's okay. We have other options. He was having a bit of nerve stuff, so he hasn't been able to walk very well, but apparently that's... He was in the hospital, just kind of nothing dire, but just for them to get him back on his feet. They've done a good job, and so because MD Anderson's the fucking best, and they're driving. My brother picked him up this morning. They're driving back home, and I asked Dad. I said, "Dad, where are you about now?" "Oh, we just passed Ennis." I said, "Isn't that Ennis, Texas?" "Son, sounds like penis. I like it."
I got to give you credit. The lengths that you're going to keep this cancer charade going.
Chef's kiss. I flew back.
Really?
I pretended that I got stuck in Houston for another week.
The lengths that you, this cancer lie is so elaborate. I've got to give it to you.
You're welcome.
Your father even sounds very convincing on the phone.
Yeah, he's really good. Yeah, I even just stayed at a place
Gilgood
in Houston.
The Gilgood of our time.
Exactly.
And you your brother's what? Even into it.
And my brother's into the lie, too. Whatever I'll do to get away from Poodle, I will.
I swear to God, it is clockwork. Oh, my parents will call me.
Wait,
when...
so you just have a son. It doesn't say your mom or dad. It just says Pickens?
Yeah, because that's my... I didn't want to say mom or dad. It's our home phone.
Oh.
Why should I say... It's like the whole town of Pickens calling me.
Oh, yeah. It's like, hi, Poodle.
Hi, Poodle.
Hi, faggot. Anyway. Yeah, send prayers.
And God bless cancer. The people at MD Anderson, because, man, they are wonderful.
I know what I was going to say.
Yes.
If you are coming to the live show this Sunday, please, if you want to be informed about the show, because that's a show that's normally when 90 Day Fiancé comes on, we are going to be talking about the show that airs that Sunday. So we're going to watch on Discovery Plus and talk about it. Mostly because we were talking about today, and I thought it didn't make a lot of sense to wait to do this show.
No, I didn't want to do a show a week out.
And either. We're, because in reality TV, you guys, 7 days is really long.
It's like one of Poodle's tricks.
I know. At seven Once, days old, I'm done.
If you 7 days, he might fuck you again because he forgot he fucked you 7 days ago.
You told me your name.
And then as soon as he sees that dick, he'll take that zipper down and go, wait a minute.
I fooled you.
Wait a minute. You have to leave.
Wait a minute. I've seen this before.
Wait a minute. Oh, this is a rerun. I don't rerun.
Get out of here. Get out of here.
Anyway. We're very excited.
And the other thing, so for our Bicurious.
Oh, yes.
That's on Real House of Salt Lake City. We were going to do it last week. Or we were going to do it 2 weeks ago. And you went in town.
Fake cancer.
Cancer. And then someone told us that says the Jinshaw arrest episode is coming up. That's happening tonight.
Tonight.
So we're going to do the episode this week.
Andy Cohen went on record saying this is his favorite Housewives episode in history.
Ooh.
I'm very excited. So that's a Bicurious episode we're going to do. And if you don't know that Jinshaw got arrested, we can't help
Where
you.
Where have you
Where
been?
Where the fuck have you been?
We never
start this timer.
It's yours. It is your job.
It's sitting on the table. You can do it too.
You won't let me have it.
Oh, please sit it on your coffee table.
It had to be taken away from me because I stared at it the whole time.
You did stare at it like...
That's accurate.
It's true.
Because I just stare at the clock.
He's used to it now.
That's why I can't have a lot of clocks in my house.
It's true. I'm
that
excited.
And the ticking.
Yeah, y'all, I hope you moved them all back.
That's right.
It's a fall back today.
I'm not excited about it because it means it gets dark really
I
early.
Like spring forward. But this is the real time we're supposed to be at. And everybody wants us to stay there. And they're like, fuck daylight savings. I'm for daylight savings. I think Arizona and Hawaii are off their mind. I like another hour in my day.
No, we should just keep it normal.
No, it's going to get dark so early now. I hate that.
I hate it too, but I'm saying we should just keep it that way.
But no, because then in the summer, it's not going to get dark. It's not going to, we're going to get less light. It gives us more light.
Stupid.
Time's just a construct anyway.
Well, why don't we just move it forward the whole time?
I'm fine with that. I think we should do that.
This is stupid.
It is stupid.
Where was I? You interrupted me.
The Bicurious. Very excited. That's it.
We're going to do that. I was going to say something else, but you talked over me, and it's gone now.
I don't remember.
You started talking.
We got the single life.
I know what
out.
It is. Single life. November 12th. I think I said the 20th on the last show. It's the something else. Is the 20th. The 12th is.
What is the 20th? We got a lot coming down the pike.
Yeah, we do. But it's a Saturday. Something's happening that day.
Something's happening.
Yeah.
We'll figure it out.
That's that gangbang behind Arby's.
Yeah. Now I want curly fries and a Dr. Pepper.
We got to fill up the horsey sauce, y'all. That doesn't come cheap.
Doesn't. I think that's it. Are we
You're
ready?
Never going to be able to eat the horsey sauce.
Never,
from Arby's
ever
again.
It's never.
Come.
Gross. If you're in the intimate portrait watching this, I'm sorry. So sorry. Let's talk about Ariella and Benny.
Do we not have any more announcements? People are screaming, talk about the show.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Let's talk about Ari and Beanie.
We'll remember them.
Our Beanie.
Yeah,
Beanie
if y'all want
Ari.
Us to get to the show and you don't like announcements, too bad. But if you don't like commercials, you can always join the $8 tier on Patreon and Supercast, and that's commercial free for your pleasure.
So, of course, remember last time we had the famous Ari... I've given you so many chances. She gets that finger out.
She does. She gets that finger out. And so
she's telling him that she does give him one option. And that one option is to move to Kenya, Mombasa, where they have good memories.
That's
and
where Ari was conceived. That means they fucked.
And so that's the option. He has agreed to that option, but she said he has not called her. And this bothers Beanie, you know, a lot, because he really resents a woman telling him what to do.
He really, again, that does not go in his culture.
No.
That does not happen.
No. So, of course, Mama Janice is packing Ari's suitcase, because what else does she do?
Well,
she's the emotional support animal.
She's going as well. She's like, I'm going to go to Kenya because I want to be there for Avi and Benny. And I want, y'all, this is a precursor. And I want to help Ari's emotional state.
She's the emotional support animal.
Because, y'all, she hasn't been doing well.
She looks bad.
We find out later, the reason, y'all, why she got so skinny, she hasn't been eating.
Yep.
Because she's been upset and depressed.
She did have a little bit of...
She has some filler on her lip. Yeah, she has some filler.
That didn't stop the fillers.
But I think that helped. Because remember, y'all, remember when you were Ari's age and you could just eat hardly anything for like 4 days and you would lose 10 pounds?
Baby carrots.
Remember that? Remember, I keep forgetting
she's not that old.
No, she's not even 30.
She's late 20s, I think.
Yes. Yeah. And back then, I could just stop eating bread for a week and lose 5 pounds.
Not anymore. And you know what? Eat your bread. Be fine. Be healthy. That's what we want
just
for you.
Just be healthy, yes. And so Janice is going to go with her. And Ari says, I feel like this is the only way we can save our relationship.
I just
want to go to Kenya and see if it can be all saved. That's what I want.
So then they fly for 24 straight hours to Kenya.
Before they go, she just says, I feel so hopeless, but I promise him I won't keep the baby for him. And to Ari's credit, she is making very clear, no matter what happens, he's going to see his child.
Or even if they're not together again, they will be part of a custody agreement.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. Okay, so yes. They arrive in Kenya. God, that baby is so fucking
cute. The baby's adorable.
The baby's playing with his little fat foot, and I just want to bite his foot. He's so cute.
Okay.
Oh, don't, I love babies.
Don't bite a child.
You need to
settle. You need to settle. Ow. Sorry. I'm sorry, neighbor.
Yeah. As much as she pounds on your floor, she's fine.
Yeah, but you just, I didn't hear, like to hear your bellowing.
I thought it was pretty. Okay, so they're in Kenya, and they finally heard from Benny.
She's rented an apartment for 3 months because it's the shortest time I could rent one for. Translation, Janice has rented the apartment
Janice has
for 3 months.
Yeah. Ari didn't rent shit.
I really believe that, because what money could Ari have? Beanie doesn't, since the pandemic, Beanie hasn't been working.
She
doesn't work.
No.
So.
He's an entertainer and things have been locked down.
Right.
They're opened up now.
But then while they were gone, he turned this into a party house, obviously. I want to follow up with that. So he, and she keeps saying in her in the moments, he hurt me so bad. I don't know if I can ever get past that. And I wrote down, remember you guys. And unless this has been kept from us in some way that they're going to show us on the tell-all, we have seen no evidence whatsoever. There are cameras following
Beanie. We don't understand.
At every moment.
I don't understand.
Why have we not seen any of the party house? We've seen pictures on Instagram. Did we see pictures of him with women? Did we see pictures?
I don't think I have, but I don't know if we follow them or maybe she blocked us.
But I'm saying the show should have seen that.
The show should have been pictured. Because we said that even his own sister, Wish, texted Ari and let her know that Benny was with other
and the thing is,
pictures with the same women.
I don't doubt that he was. He was with probably other women.
He's a fuckboy, y'all.
But
I don't doubt it either.
Why did we not see any of this?
No, I don't get it.
It's very frustrating and it's weird.
Unless they, because it really makes it.
It ironic, makes us not trust him or her.
Or her. It doesn't make anyone look good at all. Maybe the cameramen weren't there, but it makes no sense.
They were there. She was in the U.S. for 2.5 months. Are you telling me that there was no camera people in Ethiopia?
See, to me, I think
Ethiopia?
If they're following her, somebody's checking in on him and following
him. Yes!
They've got their
There was one time
they're doing
where
the
they checked
moment.
In on him.
Yeah, he went with his friends.
And that's the only thing we saw.
The only thing was, yeah, it makes
but
no
there was,
sense.
There was no camera crew following them when it was a party house?
This better not be like fucking Butter, where we never saw her what's her name?
Hooker. But I'm wondering.
Oh, God, I just remember Natalie's going to be on The Single Life. God.
But the whole point of a documentary show like this.
I'm here to find a date.
Sorry. The whole point of a documentary show like this is we're given everything and we can see it. And then when things come out in the edit, we go, that is the documentary putting out they can tell the only story they want to tell and they can complain about the edit, but everything happened. Why would you construct a narrative where we're supposed to believe Ari and not having anything in the narrative there?
It makes
no sense. And it really fucking annoys me.
It annoys me too.
This is the only grounds for her issues with Beanie are twofold. You turned this into a party house and you disrespected me. And two, you've been fucking other women. The tape could show all of that.
It could.
And then he wouldn't be able to dismiss it away.
Agreed.
So it's like, very frustrating.
If they weren't there, we need to know.
It's not how this show normally works.
We need to know. Now, again,
I'm mad.
They have been known to do this to show things in tell-alls.
That's true.
But fucking show those things until I don't know if they have pictures or videos and those people haven't signed a release to be on television, but just blur their faces.
Yeah. And also, I don't think we've had any haven't seen anything in our Facebook group, which usually all the 90 Day Fiancé news comes through there. But I haven't seen any like leaks or bombshells of what he's been doing.
It makes no sense.
We missed it.
It makes no sense.
And I think everyone would empathize a lot more with Ari when they would say, oh, yeah, we saw that too. He's a dog. And also, Binyam would then maybe have to say, I'm sorry.
Because he doesn't.
Yeah, let's talk about that. So anyway, he shows up.
He's pissed. He says he's pissed. He doesn't know why she decided to do this, but he wants to see his son. So that's why that's why he's going to be there.
And he says it's super awkward. He said it's super awkward to see her again. It's hard.
And she kind of opened the door and she just kind of looks at him.
She just kind of stares at him.
Meanwhile, it's really cute. Avi gets really excited.
Yeah.
He's like...
And to Janice's credit, he's saying, yeah, there's daddy. Mommy and daddy are here together. She's like, did you miss daddy?
Yeah.
Janice is always there.
Just a little bit, things. Yes. Because here's the deal. I don't think Janice wants Ari and Benny to not be together. I think she probably wants them to be together. Now, she wants them to be together.
In the U.S.
In the U.S.
Yep.
Close to her.
I think she wants the best for her daughter and her grandson.
And grandson. Whatever that means. And she knows that if all the family could be there, because then the baby won't have to go to Ethiopia.
She's super practical. She's the most practical person in the show.
She's a nurse. Nurses are fucking practical people.
Yep.
They get shit done. So, but she does have a little bit of just every once in a while, like,
eh. Yeah. And so then she keeps, I think in the moment, Ari's like, yeah, I kept getting everything. There were people taking pictures with these random girls. And yeah, I kept writing, show us these pictures.
And she is very much the victim here, playing the victim. Because she's like, it's just hard to see Benny with his baby. And they're so happy after him putting me through so much.
She loves it so much. And Janice says, so Benny, Ari's been through a lot. She's not really eating.
She's not sleeping well.
So we need to really cheer her up. And Ari looks at Benny and says, yeah, your eyes are kind of red and yellow.
Which yellow means he's been drinking a lot.
Yeah.
So, which he is. Y'all, for all we know, he could have a problem with alcohol. We have no idea.
We have no idea.
We really know nothing about Benny. And that's...
We know nothing about him aside from when he is with Ari.
And that is... That is
very true.
It's a problem.
We've seen him occasionally with his sisters... And we've seen him occasionally with his friends when he tries to act like a choir boy when the cameras are on.
But we know nothing about his life
before. When the cameras are off, this is what we know from Ari and what the show is telling us. When the cameras aren't following him, he likes to take women to this studio and party with these other girls. Ari thinks he's sleeping with other women.
Which... Y'all, she has a penchant for being overdramatic about that.
So she has a penchant for getting jealous.
Yes.
And being overdramatic. But is that true? All of this could have been solved. Could we have any fucking evidence?
Maybe we found out there was a cameraman named Leroy, and he went on a bender and just shit the bed.
And Matt Sharp goes, so did you get those studio girl pics?
Oh, yeah, boss. I got that right here. Wait, that's homemade porn. Sorry, boss. Sorry.
Oh, so we don't have any of that.
Am I going to lose my job, boss? Am I going to lose my job?
You're fine.
All right, thanks.
We'll just put more cement and Jenny in this episode.
Great.
So they, Ari goes to bed. The next day... Ari says it was like sleeping next to a stranger. She has already...
She's done.
She feels checked out.
She's done.
I think it's going to turn out good for them.
I don't think so. I think this is a lot of things. I think it's... I think Ari's just done living in Ethiopia. And also, being home with her child, with her mother, she didn't realize how much easier it is to raise her child with her mother there.
And her sister.
And her sister.
And a support system.
And people that know that they need to not just be support, but actually take care of her.
Mm-hmm. That's true. I guarantee you he doesn't really... She needs an emotional support animal.
She really
and
does.
And if that's and Beanie does not is not going to be able to do that for
he
her.
He can't do that for her because honestly, he needs one too.
Yep.
He think about this, y'all. Think about what that's what's been so hard for.
They're trying
Ari.
To be that for each other.
They're
but they
trying
can't be.
To be that for each other, and they can't. And honestly, I have to say, I think Beanie probably it would be an adjustment at first. I think he would enjoy living in America because Janice would be an emotional support person
yep.
to both of them.
Yep.
Because, well, it'll
the,
be interesting
the visa
to see
process is tough, though, right now.
Yeah.
For Ethiopia. But the rumor is that he was doing an MMA fight. That's not a rumor, and Angela was there a couple weeks ago. So, rumor is he's there.
If Janice has her way, and y'all, here's the deal.
Janice always gets her way.
He's going to, I think, rumor or not, but I think he's going to end up coming here.
Now, they are going out to talk. Mom, Janice is taking care of the kid. And I love it that Janice is learning Swahili.
Yeah, just learning.
But yet, Janice can try to learn Swahili. Corey... It's taken Corey 3 years to do a little bit
to
of Spanish.
To learn how to order a cafe in Italian. He's not any...
Janice can go out in Mombasa in a day and learn Swahili.
She can go to a market and actually barter with local country people. And Corey can't even get French fries out of McDonald's.
That's true.
In Pigtown.
So they are talking... they go to a thing. And guess what? She's like, this is kind of a genius move on her point.
It's
because
super passive aggressive.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But it's genius.
But it's something I respect because if you're going into a situation of conflict, you guys, stack the deck in your favor. And this is how you do it.
Yep.
I kind of admire it. This is probably Janice's idea.
Probably.
So... She says, I've got a translator for Amharic to English, Addis, and that he sometimes says, I feel like he doesn't understand me sometimes.
Well, no, he says sometimes his translation isn't good.
Yeah.
So this way, he won't be able to use that.
Because that's
an
a total fuckboy tell, y'all. I know what you said.
Pedro and Chantel, that's what he did, y'all, because it's very, Benny understands what she's saying.
Oh, yeah.
His English is fine.
Oh, yeah. But she did not give him that out. Now, so the translator is there. As soon as he sees the translator, he's furious.
He's furious.
Did you see that look in his eye?
Yeah.
I've never seen him be so angry.
He was angry and he kept kind of looking at the camera like he just wanted to get out of the situation.
They're sitting there talking. She wants answers. Y'all, he's refusing to even talk to the translator in Amharic. He is absolutely refusing to just, he talks right to Ari.
Which, honestly, I wish that they would use her because it might not help, but that's a total couples therapy technique.
It is. Have someone.
And then what happens is that the translator says things unemotionally.
Right.
And they actually have to listen to it more.
And process it.
But yeah, he's refusing to do that at all. And Ari just says, which I think is really a shitty way. She's like, first of all, she says, people are calling and texting me that Benny's been out at the club and you've been with different women. And I will say, I wrote, Benny looks like he's getting called out. I don't know if it's a translator, but he looks like he's kind of like caught.
Very defensive. Yeah.
I've
never seen him this angry.
No, and Ari said, but then she says, which is, this is not true at all, y'all. She says, because of the shame I feel, I can't go back.
A little thing.
Yeah, I can't go back to Ethiopia. I'm like, no.
No one
honey.
Really liked you anyway.
No one liked you. It's that you don't want to be in fucking Ethiopia anymore. That's what it is.
No one liked her.
The shame you felt.
And she's like, I have friends too in Ethiopia. You know, my maid.
Yeah. That's it. You pay her to be your... No, I'm sorry. Your mom pays her to be your friend, Ari.
My maid tells me everything. So...
Beanie says she's wrong. He's like, you're wrong.
And she says, people are calling and saying you're at the club with other women. And he starts talking over her. this is, I wonder if this is the relationship a lot of times they have when the cameras aren't on.
I think so, probably. I think
we saw a little bit of the, because he tries to be a choir boy when the cameras are on him.
He does. I do think there is something, I think Benny has a good heart, but I think he's very insecure. And so he puts on airs and a fakeness a lot.
I believe it. And, you know, he's, like you said, he denies everything, and she starts losing it. She's like, you've done to disrespect your family.
She does say that. But he also says, we open the studio, and I have friends that are men and women, and they come over there because we're working. He said, I did not cheat on her. We're working. That's what we're doing. So many people are coming in and out. But it is weird that he didn't talk. And if we did, he didn't ask Ari. We didn't talk to Ari at all about can he open a studio in the house.
Agreed.
If two people live there, and honestly, her parents are paying for it. Yeah. Let's probably be honest. I would ask.
Also, if you have a young child who's just had surgery, don't turn your motherfucking phone off.
Don't turn your fucking phone off.
I'm
sorry. If you're recording in a studio and your child and wife are in America or another country, you should have your phone on all the time.
Yeah, and you can. And let's say you're recording. I can't imagine sound control without. And I can't imagine he's soundproof that studio. So,
or at least put your. If there's a booth and you're recording, give your phone to some. You can put your phone on silent.
Give your phone to your friend and tell them if they call, and take your wife's call. Or your fiance's call.
Now, was she calling like 20 times a day?
Maybe.
Don't know. Maybe. I could see that with Ari.
But still, like, but he needs to be the one to say, we're doing this. Can you, if there's an emergency, call me. But let's finish this to talk today.
But Benny doesn't want to deal with anything emotional. We've seen that before.
Because he even says.
He does not deal with emotions.
But when you call me, you're angry. So I'd rather not talk to you.
Well, you can, she said, but she answers and says, but then I text you and say, I love you, I miss you, and I hear nothing.
And then she says, if you don't take the responsibility for what you've done, I don't think I will ever be in a romantic relationship with you again. That's when she starts crying. I'm sorry for you. And y'all, this is not the way, what to do with
me. No, because she says, I'm sorry. She said, and she starts saying, and again,
the life you're
she tries
have.
To make him feel bad for her feeling. In that, she's saying, I feel sorry for your story. What she's saying, I feel sorry that you lost one kid, basically, who's already over in America.
And she's trying to make herself feel better about what she's doing.
And y'all, this adds a little bit of context, because I'm not saying we're taking a side, but maybe that is why Benny's first wife left, because maybe Benny fucking partied all the time and never had his shit together.
We don't know.
We don't know.
Because we've never heard Ari or Benny talk about what happened in his previous relationship.
If they could get that woman on the tell-all, that would be...
I would give everything.
I would.
Because there's so much we don't know.
And to their... Not, and some people are like, well, that's the past, you know?
A bitch is a bitch, remember?
Yes, and that's the past. However, they have kept bringing up his other child, and they loom it over us like this dark cloud.
It's fair game.
We need to address this.
Yep.
She needs to be on the show. Create a petition on change.org.
I think there are two more episodes. And they've got a lot to do before this season ends.
This was 11, so 12, 13, and then 14, 15.
14 and 15 are tell-alls.
I feel like there's going to be, but you looked at the time. Yeah, normally they do 16, but hopefully they won't overlap because
Before
it starts December 5th.
Yeah, but probably what's going to happen is the third part of the tell-all, the second part of the tell-all is going to be 1 hour.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Then they'll run the show at 8.
Yep. Well, we'll never know because don't tell
they'll
us.
They'll start at 8 o'clock and they'll run the show from 9 to 11.
Because that's, again, y'all, Matt Sharp just has us in a
my balls are in a vice.
In a cock ring vice. And we're just waiting.
Thank you, sir. May I have another? May I have another, please? Let's take a break and we will get back to talking about Corey and Evelyn and...
Katty and Armando.
Poodle,
I got to tell you. I think I just made one of the best investments for myself.
Oh, thank God. You got rid of those braces and decided to sew your mouth completely shut. Perfect.
No, the doctor just added 4 more months.
Oh, I think he's trolling me at this point.
No. See, now that I'm putting myself out there...
No one wants to hear about your dating life.
But you talk about yours all the time.
Because mine is interesting.
Well, I wanted to let you know that I took a page from your book and it worked.
Ooh, you slept with their ex to make them jealous?
No.
You pulled their credit report?
What?
Made a copy of their keys while they were sleeping?
How are you not in jail?
Deny, deny, deny.
No, Poodle. I decided to get myself a pair of Me Undies great new underwear, which makes my, important parts look more junk forward.
Junk forward? Wait, are you talking about the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies.
I love the contoured pouch and ball caddy from Me Undies. There's no other way to date in this world. If you're not dating junk forward, you're doing it wrong.
I think you're right. And you never told me that they're so comfortable.
Well, usually I'm not wearing them that long, but yes, they are so soft, and the more you wash them, the softer they get. And they still keep you tucked and lifted in all the right places. When I wear them, I can barely keep men away from me. Oh, the way they stare. They look like burly, hungry cavemen searching for a nice meal after a long caveman day of nomadically crossing the tundra. To them, I'm like a piece of meat roasting over an open, smoky flame.
Speaking of smoking, not only does my junk look great in MeUndies, but my butt looks hot.
Okay, no one wants to hear your over-sexualized descriptions. Have some class.
Sissies, we've fallen in love with MeUndies, and you can too. They have a style for everyone. From all-black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small to 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
And MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Explore the lounge collection featuring joggers, hoodies, onesies, and more. With unmatched comfort, MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
And they use sustainably sourced materials and work with partners that care for their workers.
And you know Mother Poodle loves a return policy. Not happy with the first pair of MeUndies? It's on MeUndies. Cough!
Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/RealityGaze.
That's MeUndies.com/RealityGaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in. Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To all our queens, to Caitlin and... the Canadian sissies.
Oh my God, Poodle. I can't stop singing that song either. It's so catchy.
So catchy. Sissies, we are obsessed with the Songfinch original song that we premiered at the Toronto Live Show. Songfinch lets you create an original radio quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and lasts forever.
For example, we wanted to create a song dedicated to our Canadian listeners, some of which have waited 4 to 5 years to see us live. After the show, we had so many people tell us how special the song made them feel, and we are still getting DMs and comments about it.
And the Songfinch songwriter was so clever, incorporating all our sissy references like Aunt Peggy's Lip, Elizabeth Smart, and even Keep Going Queens.
Yes. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
You can also choose unique add-ons to make the gift even more personalized, like a vinyl record of your song or a piece of one-of-a-kind art made from your lyrics. You can even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, an upcoming graduation or a wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their song to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gifted to can listen to it anywhere, anytime.
Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us, too.
Songfinch.com/realitygaze. Now, Gary, play us out with a little bit of our Songfinch original song to all our queens.
Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Hey, hey,
our Canadian listeners. We know you get tired of waiting. Reality Gaze is coming to you. So no more complaining. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself. Never be ashamed. To all our queens, to Caitlin and the Canadian sissies. Love yourself, never be ashamed. Have hope and find your happy.
Have hope, keep going, queens.
Oh. And we're back.
Hello. We're gonna see my grandson Cooper.
He does Cooper. Have a little bit of cool, cool.
What he does is that Cooper.
Before we get there, though, when we saw the pet of honor and her mother of the bride,
mother,
and y'all, yeah. You know, she was like, Let's hope I don't pee myself in this.
Yeah. Truffles the dog.
Too pretty of a dress.
Too pretty. Yeah. Truffles of the dog was in a very pretty tutu.
God. And I can barely, I could make out the color if my eye wasn't so cloudy.
Yeah. This is ridiculous. I haven't worn pink in 10 years. What do they think I am, a pup? Gaze, what you going to do?
It probably is gaze.
Gaze. Truffles is 17 and going strong.
I'm proud for Truffles.
Oh, so proud.
But you know that dog is like, so this is what I've been reduced to. She's like, this was part of the deal with Gaze.
Part of the deals with Gaze. You're gonna dress him up. I tried to do that with my dog and she ate through it.
Your dog though was she wasn't.
She did have a sweater she enjoyed, but that's only because it kept her warm.
Right.
I put it on, it was cold. Yeah.
But everything. Most dogs don't like wearing costumes.
Yeah.
That's something we choose.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I wouldn't wear clothes if I didn't have to.
Yeah, I was gonna say, are you part dog because you don't like wearing clothes?
And I'd like to gnaw at my ass if I could.
You would. You would.
Wouldn't leave the house.
Y'all, it's 3 days. And so I will say this episode jumped ahead for everybody in timeline. Except for Jenny and Smith. That was just the next day. But it's 3 days before the wedding. And Armando's still not sure if his dad's coming at all.
Yeah.
But the big thing is Kenny's Madison, his daughter Madison is coming with her son.
Madison's grandson
Cooper. And it's been a year and a half since he's been gone. I can't imagine. Y'all, I bet he saw that grandkid like probably 3 times a week.
More. They lived with him.
Oh, that's true.
They lived with him.
That's true. So every day, and then now it's a year and a half.
To almost being like a surrogate father for that child.
He not being like, even Armando says like he was.
Father figure.
I feel for Kenny. That is traumatic.
This is the first time, and I've known it before, but this is the first time I've realized with this, and I think it's because we haven't seen Cooper that much,
mm-hmm.
but now, like I said before in yesterday's podcast, A star is born.
A star
is
born.
The child is saying things like, I will love you forever.
Forever, yeah. You look different. And he's so excited.
Right, looks, and then to the cat, it's like, hello, cat. I will love you.
I will love you. He is so cute.
It's a very cute kid. Those dimples.
He's a very cute
kid. He's a star.
I was emotional when they did the music and everything. I was emotional when he saw Madison yeah. and Cooper. And Cooper does that thing like where he just... Kenny picked him up and he was just looking at him and Kenny said, what are you doing? He said, I just am looking at you.
So he's like my youngest nephew. He'll take your time and he'll just like
that's
say,
usually because you have mustard on
thinking.
Your face from the plane. That's usually it.
Why do you smell like other guys?
Yeah, why do you smell like hot dogs and something cheesy-ish?
You smell like the smell that when my dad gets together with the other guys with football. So I wrote down, my heart is bursting.
I know.
In this moment.
Yeah, it was really, really sweet.
And I don't even get like into people with kids.
But it was.
I like my niece and nephews. They're other people's children. Ugh.
You're not a fan. But it was very, very sweet.
Come at me if when like you like your kids with other people's kids, you're like, get the fuck away.
That's you.
That's me.
And I think a lot of sissies.
Yeah.
So they arrive at Kenny and Armando's, and this is the first time Armando and Hannah are meeting Cooper. And y'all, Cooper calls Armando Pop Pop. And
I
it's
know!
So cute. It's so cute. And Armando's fucking 31 years old or whatever, and he's a grandpa.
He's a grandpa.
You know what? If I was that young, I would say, like, I'm gonna fucking own it. Call me Grampy.
I wouldn't. Ever.
I want to be. That's the only thing about not having kids. I don't mind. I know everybody makes up their names now. I would just want to be called grandpa or gramps. I don't mind.
I'm no one's grandpa.
Oh,
ever.
Lord. Oh, see, I don't care. I feel like if I earned the word grandpa or I'm grandma, not, I fucking earned
no,
that shit.
No, it's not an earning thing to
me. It's boomers that all changed it. Everybody was fine before. Then boomers came along.
That's
and they
true.
Were like, I got to be Graham or,
like my,
or grandma. Or,
my mother would. My mother said, I'll never, don't you ever call me granny or grandma. My mother decided what she would be called.
That said, so did mine.
Yeah. But I think Graham is too close. I wouldn't do it.
She, yeah, a lot of people want something totally different. My dad's third wife, she's called yours is BB.
My mother's BB.
She's mm-hmm. called, I don't know, something wee wee, la la, tee tee, ha ha.
Yeah. It's just,
what if you said, I'll be a grandma? They can, your name is actually, maybe it's Elizabeth, but she said, you know what? My grandkids can call me Susan.
Just a different name.
Yeah, just a different
Susan. Susie. No, but you know what? People, the thing about being a grandparent, you can choose your name.
You can. You can. I'm just, I'm not faulting actually people that do it. That's great. But I would be grandpa. Grampy. I love it.
Ugh. Gross. Never.
Y'all, be sure when you see Poodle at the live show, call him Gramps.
Never. it's not even real. It would never happen. And they'll probably have kids. When my niece and nephews have kids, I'll still be uncle. I won't be great uncle.
Yeah.
I'll say, just call me uncle. Yeah. Uncle!
But we've been wanting to call you auntie. And you're like, that works too.
No, I'll just...
To throw a shawl around your
I'll
neck.
Just be there. I'll be like Auntie Mame, walk in and yeah. saying, children, children, why is everyone so glum? We're going to the art gallery.
Boy.
God, that's a dream.
I know, but they're not going to be into art.
I know.
They're going to like football and country shit. Because they live. Yeah, happened with my nephews. Not one of them was
gay. I just wanted to... maybe when I'm older, I can do that for someone else's children. That sounds weird.
Maybe
I just realized that sounds very strange.
I have always wanted to be like an uncle to like someone's super gay son, but usually they probably wouldn't like us. They'd be like,
that's
they
true.
Would tell us we're old and not love
or they
us
would
like
say,
your nephews
they
do.
Would say, I'm not in your everything for you is a little like you're like gay in the 90s
or you know what would happen? You would take some little 8-year-old queer boy to their first Stephen Sondheim musical, and they would hate it.
They would be wrong.
And then you would have that reaction.
I'm sorry, you're incorrect. There's no arguing here. If you don't like it, you're not looking hard enough.
They would say Sunday in the Park with George makes no sense.
Well, that shows a lack of understanding. And then I just think the problem is with your intelligence. So then I think I was mistaken. But if they say it's the same story, I would say, you know what, you're young.
What if they say the music's just not good?
And I said, I guess it was over your head.
We just talked ourselves out of that idea, didn't we? All right, let's move on. So,
oh no, I'd never relent.
I know.
If there are some pieces of art, if you don't get them, the problem is you.
Wow.
The problem is you.
Wow.
And a lot of Stephen Sondheim is that way. If you don't get it, you're the one with the problem.
Y'all.
I just created an absolute, and I'm not happy about it, but it's true, and I can say I honestly feel that way.
At Jake it or fake it, if y'all want to come at him.
If you can sit through, let's do this. Let's give you an easy one. If you can sit through Company and not be moved by being alive at the end, and not see it as, wow, this is about marriage. It's also thorny. It's like, it's messy, but it's also interesting in these people's lives. If you go, it doesn't really do anything for me, that's your problem. The problem is you.
Let's move on. Let's move on. All right.
We're talking about the gays, so Sondheim's a good place.
It's true. So they all meet. It's really cute. Hannah and Cooper are playing. So Madison and Kenny have a talk, and he's like, I'm already not looking forward to Monday. And he talks about how he just never dreamed of being this far from his family.
Yeah. And I understand, because he's seeing his little grandson grow up. This it feels like saying this would give away the whole conflict of the season besides the wedding. What do they do for money?
I don't know. I think it would give away the conflict. We don't know. Armando was operating like a pet grooming business,
but
he's
not doing that now. I don't think Kenny is set.
Armando's doing cameos. That's what he's doing.
True, but I think Kenny is set.
I think so. He's a smart man. I think he was. I forgot what he did for business. We never know.
You could come back and say, but money. But what's to stop Kenny from spending 1 month in Florida and 1 month in Mexico?
But then that is, again, to be play devil's advocate for Armando, when you're trying to build a life with someone,
but
they don't have, it's different if you have, for instance, I just went through this. Thank God, honestly, I was with my partner for like 6 years before this shit with my dad happened. Because being gone so much, and even you as a friendship, thank God we'd had these years of doing this podcast. If this happened like when we had been doing this 6 months, or I was early in a relationship, wouldn't have gone so good. It would have been, I think, just, and so it's that history they don't have yet together.
And in that, okay, then I will pivot and say, I realized for the first time, this was almost cruel of Armando.
It does feel cruel, because Kenny said that. I mean, it was Kenny's choice, and maybe Armando,
I agree.
But Kenny said, sometimes I lay in bed and Armando's sleeping and I wish I had people around me. And I went,
But I'm saying,
that's like depressive thoughts.
But I'm saying, when Armando says, I'm just worried, and it feels selfish, but I know they've created this life together, and it's more of a, that the happiness will be gone. But Armando says, I'm worried he'll get more homesick. And I guess,
I don't know. Why can't they? I don't know how school works for Hannah, but why can't they every summer go for 3 months to Florida It's been if they spent 3 months with their family every summer, that would be a huge deal.
And maybe we're just being ignorant here about either immigration rules.
Possibly.
But I'm just, I guess the other third option I would have.
Oh, sorry, my Siri phone went off.
The other option I would have to say here is, when this was all being decided, when we were thinking about moving across the country, this may have been a time for even Armando to say, do you know what I'm asking you to do?
I think he did. I have to look back, but I remember Armando talking so much about that. But at the same time, we didn't get a lot of that. We got a lot of Kenny's perspective of leaving, and we got a lot of Armando's perspective of leaving his family.
Right.
So it was as if they both had these kind of dual things of leaving their family. We didn't get a lot of what were their conversations. And Armando did say, he said, you know, I always feared this would happen. So maybe they have talked about it before. It also goes back to, we don't know their jobs. If their jobs are they have to be in Mexico all the time to work, then that explains why they can't go back.
Kenny, I guarantee you, does not need to be in Mexico to work.
No, I don't think so either. So it's just a little bit, I don't know.
They're living off his probably retirement.
I don't know why they can't just go back every 3 months or every summer. Even that's a great solution.
I agree. This feels like it can be only one way or the other.
Yeah.
And the easy way, the easy and quite frankly, the stakes reducing way of the whole story, we take the meat off the whole story, is that they spend go back to the summer, and then Armando comes out and spends time, and then has Hannah, or Armando goes to spend time with Kenny in Florida, and then on vacations they divide at the time on vacation they don't go to their place, they go to Florida.
We're making this very complex of something we know nothing about.
That's true, but I'm saying
they could read us for Phil.
I feel like I don't want to blame Armando for this, but I think Kenny's afraid to ask.
I do think Kenny's afraid to ask,
and
he seems like Armando's been dealing so much with his family.
Right.
He doesn't want to put any of his own stuff. And I don't think Kenny's standing up.
And I want
to... I want
Kenny to say, I want to see my grandson grow up.
See, for me, I will say as a grandparent...
I'd forgotten about
the grandson. If I had a grandson, I would say, I'm sorry, I have to see my grandson at least twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's like a long weekend... I've got to see. I really would be that way. I'm not judging Kenny for it. This is. I don't think we're judging them at all. We're trying to understand.
Yeah.
Why the stakes are so high in this, and like you said, why is it this way or that
and
way?
That's why I was going to say. That's why it feels a little false, and that's why some sissies are saying they fast forward through their season because it feels made up, or it doesn't feel made up. It feels like enlarged for what's actually happening.
Because they're so rock steady together, and they're so stable.
Yeah. Anyway,
just normal.
But they are his daughter's talking to him, and saying, and Cassie's like, I don't know if you'll ever get over leaving us. I do, in some ways, feel like both of Kenny's daughters. We haven't seen a lot of the son, but they do. It does seem like they want their dad back. Within 10 miles of them.
It does seem like they want him back, yeah.
And in a way that I don't know if I could do that with my parent.
That's hard for us to imagine.
That's true.
We've got if you live 10 miles from your mother.
It's not far enough.
Yeah. So it's much different. So Kenny, you know, and Kenny says, you know, he said in their family, they're nice. And this resonated with me because, boy, and I'm sure it did with you. He said, they're really nice to me, and I get that, but there's always this underlying piece that they wish it was not me, but a woman.
Mm-hmm.
And that's fair. That you always feel like you're just, that's hard over and over, because you always get a little bit of, you're just not enough.
Yeah.
You're not going to be loved as much. Now, I think his family will get used to that more in time? I think so. I think eventually they can't imagine it any other way.
Yeah,
and
I'd like to say, don't look for that.
Well, I don't think he's looking for... I think that's... I think you feel that. That's just hard.
But I'm saying, I totally agree with you. I'm saying, but I'm not telling people to want less. Yes, it is something you feel, but I guess I tell myself anytime that's going to happen, this is none of me. That's their issue.
Yes, it's their issue, but it does, it creates what it creates. It, when you have the PTSD of safety and being gay, maybe I'm related to it because I've honestly been in Oklahoma for a year, and there's some people where I'm around where I know they like love me, they accept me, but they'll say things or they'll just act a certain way, and I can still think they think I'm weird.
Oh yeah, no, I totally understand what you're saying,
but I think Kenny's wasn't used to that because he lived his life in Florida with his kids and he never felt that. And I don't think, I agree with you. It's their problem.
Yeah.
But I think he forgot about that and didn't expect that.
No, I completely understand what you're saying. And for me, it's a question of, it's not that I would look for it. It's to constantly remind myself that, dude, this is not your problem.
And that's true. And that's exhausting to do, though.
It is.
Too.
It is. But also, to ever expect someone to change.
No. They could not possibly not change. But then also, too, you also feel like, even if it's their problem, you also have a feeling of, I never belonged to this family.
Yeah.
And he belongs so much to his other family. And he knows that if Armando came with him and Hannah, they would accept them like they were.
And that is the brutality and the unfairness of life.
Yeah, it is.
And
the choice he goes, if he starts to feel this way, he probably says, well, I made this choice.
Yeah.
I made this choice.
And I think he will. I think he beats himself up so much.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I really feel bad for Kenny a lot.
I do too.
Because weirdly, we see Kenny, we make fun of him for crying, but Kenny is constantly worried about other people's wants and needs over and to the detriment of his
detriment. Because remember, I was kind of excited for him to go to Mexico, kind of thought he's finally putting himself first. And he even said, I'm doing what I want to do. But I worry now because Armando's going through so much drama with his family. Is he just like attuning to Armando's needs constantly?
Yep. And I just...
And even if I can see Armando saying, how do you feel? I'm not saying Armando manipulates him. I'm saying that it seems ingrained in Kenny.
And I
relate a lot to Kenny. I'm much better, but Kenny and I are a lot alike. A lot alike. And so I think that's why I go in about it, because I'm like, Kenny, you need to talk. Call me. I've been through this, bitch. But he's a people pleaser, and I'm a people. And learn from this one how to not do that.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a therapist.
And the next,
were you ever a people pleaser?
No, I wasn't taught to be one.
That's true.
It was never taught to me to do that. From a young age, it was you stay true to yourself.
Kind of backfired on Mother Poodle when you wouldn't listen to her.
Well, you respect your parents, but. When it's dealing, not really about them. You have to obey your parents, but in the world, I was told, you're a smart person, you're intelligent, you know how to handle this, and if they don't respect you, that's their problem. I raised my kids to be independent. I have two beautiful, intelligent, handsome children who can do anything they want to do, and that was what I was taught.
And that's how you raise a bitch.
Truth.
No, it's good. It rubbed off on me.
But I will say this, though. That's why, to me, and to my own detriment, the whole thing about Armando's father coming to his wedding, I'm like, bitch, wash your hands of this. This is ruining your life.
So here's the deal that I worry about with Kenny and Armando. Armando's a people pleaser too.
I'm telling you.
And so they just have that in them. They want.
I went back and forth this season of of feeling sorry for Armando about having to kind of keep going back to his father. He has successfully made this entire wedding about if his father is going to be there or not.
Well, it's...
And...
I get it. It's meant a lot to him, but Kenny has tried to tell him, like, this
but here's
is your
the thing.
Deal.
This is our day.
This is our... Yes, that's what I mean. This is our day. That's his
If
deal.
I was Kenny, I'd be like, fuck this.
Well, he's kind of if all... You mention, he's kind of all but said that.
If you mention your fucking dad again for our wedding...
Well, I don't think he's going to say that.
No, he's not. That, no. But that's what I would... I would kind of be there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where I would say... Take a listen to what the universe is saying, not to what your heart is saying, because your heart is biased.
Listen to your heart.
Ow.
Let's move on. So Kenny is...
they're having breakfast with ketchup and eggs, which I don't want to talk about.
Well, but speaking of,
if you eat ketchup on your eggs, you have no taste. Full stop.
Boy, you're making the poodle proclamations today.
I'm sorry. I have very, very strong opinions.
I can't
about
say that.
That
emotions are linked to cancer, but you've told people that they're an idiot if they don't love Steven.
I didn't say an idiot. I said you have no taste.
No taste if they don't like Steven Sondheim, and no taste if they like
both.
Ketchup
both.
On eggs.
Both. Need to get new taste buds.
Kind of agree with you on the ketchup with eggs.
Salsa's different.
Salsa is different.
I would have never said that before I came to California.
So they're having to, until they talk about Armando's father again, and Kenny just says, well, they're in the car now. Why don't you just call them and see if your dad is with them in the car? And you see that, like, Kenny's like, Armando says, well, I just kind of was going to wait and see. Armando, he doesn't want to ruffle feathers. I bet the worst thing for Armando is for someone to be mad at him.
Oh, yeah.
I remember being that way, too. Now, I don't give a fuck because, Poodle, what is it? Well, no, that's not you. That's RuPaul. Because what other people think about you is what?
None of your business.
None of your business.
None of your business.
None of your business. I got in trouble with Aunt Darla because I told her that, and she took it as me saying she needed to butt her nose out of things.
No.
Then my Uncle Tim called me and said, you need to call your Aunt Darla because I said, whatever Aunt Peggy thinks about you is none of your business.
But you can't tell people that, especially let's call them strong-willed people, like your family.
Oh, boy, that's the truth. Learn that you can't give you can't give self-help to the Mars, y'all.
Help. Woo! Help. So let's talk about so he calls his mother, and and of course, Dad's in the car.
So.
And I kind of am really annoyed that this has become, for the second half of the season, the arc of will Armando's father accept?
I wanted gay drama about the flowers.
But because part of, as a message to family members, close-minded family members, I wanted something to say, you know what? Come if you like. If you don't, it would mean a lot to me. If not, I'm not going to spend my whole life in knots about it.
It's a lot like Submit, where you can't live your life for your parents' approval.
I agree, but I'm saying the way it's not only that's the story, that's the way the show is setting it up. Like, we're supposed to be overjoyed when we see Armando's father at the wedding. I'm like, I stopped caring about that 4 episodes
ago. It's not that I stopped caring. I watched it instead of being like, oh my God, yes, I went, good, he's doing what he should do.
Yeah.
That's just what, that was my reaction.
It's not even that. I'm just like, okay, great. I
did enjoy that Armando wore crazy socks with house slippers. I felt seen. felt one in the same.
Anyway, I will need to say, and that's when Cooper comes in and says to Pop, Armando, Pop, can you open this? And he goes, thank you forever.
Thank you forever.
And I wrote, a star is born.
A star is born.
I really did write a star. And I also wrote that every time I see the Kenny and Armando in the moment, it looks just like every in the moment of Cam and Mitch from Modern Family.
Oh,
every with the shirts and the cuffs.
It's the way we would be. It's true.
I don't know. I feel like this could have been handled with, in a way, I wish Armando had a female relative who said, you know what? I know your dad is a big part of your life, but your wedding is more important than just your dad.
I think he has a male relative, like an uncle or someone who's...
I mean, Because that's what I kept waiting for. Because Kenny's not going to do it.
We found out his mom was like, he said, pack. The mom, good on her, was like packing his stuff like he was going.
Mom knows how to get dad, father, yeah, Kenny, father, and mom know how to get things. But you understand what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
It's almost like we're enabling this behavior.
I get it.
And I'm over it. I'm over it. That you can live your life for you, not for what your fucking father does. Come on.
It's harder for some people. All right, when you move on, you're supposed to get banged like a screen door tonight.
Later.
And you're going on rants about the gays.
Later, Hedrick. Later.
Get me out of here. I don't want to see anything. All right, y'all. Let's talk about Surf Jesus and Evelyn.
Isn't too much sense.
So, we jumped Evelyn. way ahead on them, because I was confused at first, because y'all, Corey is trying to talk Spanish with two guys. These are the only...
He's not bad. He's
not bad.
Much better.
These are the only two people in Pigtown Evelyn hasn't fucked. So
let's be kind. Though, I just want to say there was a screen rant story this week that was in our Sissy Squad, our Facebook. Y'all join our Sissy Squad. We have fun in there.
We do.
But it was a woman who's saying, Evelyn should not be slut shamed. That should not be a reason to for the hate she gets. I totally agree with her.
100% agree.
And
it's just that every time Corey met someone for like the second season, they had fucked Evelyn.
And that's what I'm saying. The problem
that's
was
the joke.
What the writer of this magazine article was, or the kind of blog article was trying to say is, people shouldn't talk about this. And what she was missing is that was the whole premise of their first season.
That was the whole, is Corey couldn't meet anyone
creating that
because she was cheating on him the whole time.
And also I said, obviously the author of this article has not seen this current season.
No.
Because she's done nothing but slut shame this other woman.
Yeah.
And yes. And I just thought.
Yes, she calls Jenny a whore.
And she calls him. She calls him. You can't keep your dick in your pants. Because for her, sex is also shameful.
Yeah.
And it's like, but my only thought was, I totally agree. We should not, probably Village Mattress is not a good thing we should say.
Mm-hmm.
And it does hurt more when we say it to women. But I said, this is not the hill you want to die on. Evelyn.
Not with Evelyn.
I know. She's done a lot worse things than defending her. You can defend her right to sleep with as many men as she wants to.
Good for her.
That's fine. And I don't think Corey would say that about her. I would say that people in the same town that she's in would say that about her.
Probably.
Yeah. And so I think it's what this article, what this writer was trying to say is kind of expose, kind of do a little shaming for the audience in a way that was, but I wish she had chosen someone other than Evelyn to do it. Anyway, but that's out there in the ether.
Poodle's just burning up everything today. Y'all, we got to get him.
Flame on.
We got to get on. We got to get to this.
So, I am keyed the fuck.
You are. So Corey is talking to two men. And so basically he has a sign that says, Evelyn, will you marry me?
Again?
Again? And I just wrote, oh, so Jesus. So
this is, I want to just say, the way that they have made us watch certain engagements feels like I'm having to re-eat a shit sandwich.
It's true. Yeah. Or just like bad cheese.
Yeah.
And so, because I first wrote, I can't believe he's doing this. Then we wrote, it's been several months, right?
2 months.
And Evelyn says, Corey's done a lot of things to win her back. And we see, they went out, he's made her breakfast.
He's been very romantic and giving her massages. She's like, and that's not going
to
stop.
Yeah, they took her to a hotel. Exactly.
And That'll stop. That'll keep going after this.
And so,
as long as you keep paying for the money, too.
Yes. And so Corey says, come on, Evelyn, let's go take a walk on the beach. And they take a walk on the beach, and they're sitting there. Y'all, Corey's the worst person at giving a surprise ever.
Just look at the ocean.
It's a fucking six-year-old. Let's just look at the ocean.
He's like, hold on a moment.
And then he says, oh, give me a hug. And then while he's calling, this is great.
He's like,
it's
amigo.
It's great visual. No, Evelyn's like in his chest, just like, oh, I love this man. And then she hears, hola. And then he starts speaking in Spanish, and she's just tries she's to like, go away, hey, puts her head down.
Hey, she's amigo.
Like, what are you doing?
And she's like, who are you calling amigo? And my first thought was, she was going to say, you don't have any friends.
You don't have any friends.
Your friends are the only people I
thought. Raul blocked your phone number. And so she's like, wow, who did you say talk to in Spanish? And she was like, he was like, well, just look at the ocean.
And she sees it, and it's that boat kind of doing. Now, I will say, this is smart, and she congratulates him on this. He involved the community, two people she knew. What she wanted for him was to assimilate himself in her community and yeah. make an effort to learn Spanish, to be part of the town, to be part of the culture that she is in. He is trying to do that.
Badly.
And gives her really shitty flowers.
And gives her really shitty flowers.
Which he picked in a yard.
Because she turns around and he's down there. He's like, Ellen, will you marry me again?
Again.
I'm sorry. I just, Corey is not attractive to me.
Well, he is balding to a certain level. And I don't think he's one of those men who do well with shaved heads. He does better with a little more hair on him.
He just doesn't look... he's just, I know.
He's also not taking care of his skin the way he should. Yeah, he's not wearing sunscreen as much as he should.
He just looks, y'all, it's not going to be kind to him, that
no,
sun.
No, I agree.
It's why I could never live in places like, I would
just
gonna
be miserable.
He's going
to look like a little raisin. You won't even see his eyes.
Yeah, I'd be miserable.
The Pigtown sun's rough. so I wrote down, I've never felt sadder after a television proposal than this one. Because we know how their life is going to end up.
Yeah.
She's going to punish him for the rest of their lives.
Uh-huh.
And
they're already married.
They're already married.
So why the fuck are we doing this?
Yeah, everything feels like this is just one big hate watch for me.
they're the ones line. I would fast forward through if we weren't doing a podcast about it, to be honest.
Because yep. I do enjoy her constantly punishing Corey.
That's true. And I do enjoy how stupid he is.
Yep.
It tickles my funny bone.
But so, I did say we came full circle because she even did ask, do they know what that says? She's like, yeah, I explained what that meant. So he can speak a little Spanish
he did.
Now. She has fully domesticated him.
She has.
She has put a collar around his neck, and he's completely happy about it. So maybe this is the life that both of them deserve.
Maybe they have found the perfect person for one another.
Who knew?
Who knew?
That's the show.
It's dark outside at 5:30.
Yo, this is the time of year when evening becomes a long, dark hallway that you just stare down.
Wait, that's what they call me in college. Anyway, y'all, that's the show.
You can never get to the end.
Never get to the end. More! Go to realitygaze.com. Not porn anymore.
Not porn anymore.
You can go to our Linktree link for our live shows to buy tickets. Y'all, January's coming up. It's coming
January up. January 7th and 8th in Chicago. January 28th and 29th. In New York City.
New York City. New York City.
With more dates and more cities coming soon.
Coming soon.
We're in the process.
Someone said, come to the UK. Yeah,
you're gonna be waiting.
You're gonna be waiting a little bit because we can't afford that shit right now.
Do you know how much a transatlantic flight costs?
That's true. Do you know if we called a theater in Britain, we're like, hey, yeah, we'd like to book a show. We're the Reality Guys.
Pardon?
Who are you? Blimey, no.
Cheerio.
Picture, no. Now maybe when 90 Day UK comes out, people will start to know us.
Maybe they could fly us over there.
So.
I'm not paying airfare over there.
No one is flying us over there. And I love you, but if you think I'm sitting on a flight to England in coach with you.
I need to be sedated.
You just go before
I'm
me.
I'm not flying coach. They're paying business at least.
Boy, you better start fucking a pilot.
If you know someone who can get us business to Heathrow.
Oh, God, please stop asking this. Just fuck a pilot.
Ooh. Like... where you going? Barcelona.
Yeah, they're gone. They are gone all the time.
I know. Oh, that's you're right. It's perfect.
Maybe that's what you need to do. Fuck a pilot.
I have fucked several flight attendants.
Yeah, but, that usually happens. But you know they're fucking a lot of other people around.
Yeah, I go to the clinic right after.
Yeah. I mean, y'all, you're going to get something from a flight. Which, good for them. We're sex positive. Boy, I would land in every city. All right, we need to move on. Y'all, we appreciate you so much. We're excited for the live show a week from today. Dream coming true. That's all I have to say about that. It's a dream coming true. I'm very excited for us.
Maybe it's a good day for me. If it's a dream.
We call these people lonely hearts because, Poodle, aren't we all just lonely hearts? Looking for love and dreams ourselves in all the wrong places.
Yes. And if you've ever had to be a pet of honor and you've had to wear a goddamn fucking stuff with chenille and all you can think of is, I just want to get home and lick my asshole.
Really just wanted a fucking dog treat. That's all I wanted.
I'm going to spot all over this thing.
I'm going to piss on that wedding ring. We'll see.
Call us.
Call us.
Sibling fights are unavoidable, but what if every fight you had was under a microscope on a global scale? That's the reality for brothers Prince William and Prince Harry. They were each other's closest friends and allies since the death of their mother, but that all began to crack as they married and took wildly different approaches to their royal duties.
Wondery's podcast, Dis and Tell, is hosted by comedians Sydney Battle and Matt Bellassai. Each episode unpacks one of pop culture's most iconic celebrity feuds, and they recently took a deeper look into the real reason William versus Harry started.
It's actually much bigger than these two brothers, stretching back into the history of the British monarchy. Did their feud start with the royal family's mistreatment of Meghan Markle, or was it something that started much earlier?
Follow Dis and Tell on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.